You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand, and this is Ed Sheeran, who will get a solo round of applause because it's only me. So, hi, sir. Welcome back.
Hello.
Where to start, mate? The A team. Wow.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
Elated. Very, very happy.
Me and Lucy affectionately now call it as the song that refuses to go.
It has refused to go, and it's still refusing to go. I just got sent the midweeks again, and it hasn't left the top 10 yet, so that's quite nice.
Isn't it? Does it feel bizarre that people are still just totally obsessed with it all this time on now?
Not really bizarre. It's just I keep finding little pockets of people that are just getting introduced to it, and I'm very grateful, I think.
Do people come up to you? Have you had many people who've heard the song and bought the song come up to you and tell you what it means to them and why they like it so much?
I had one guy actually at a festival who had been homeless for about 4 or 5 years, who isn't anymore. He's like happily married and stuff, but he kind of took me to one side and was just like, look, I understand that song more than you know. I did this, I did that, and thank you for writing it. So yeah, that was quite a cool thing.
So we're on to single number 2 now. You Need Me, I Don't Need You. Is it true that that is a dig at the Suits who tried to change you?
It's a bit more than a dig, but yeah. it's kind of like a landfill, but yeah, it's I kind of wrote it about the industry in general at the time that I wrote it.
I think sometimes people hear songs and they immediately think that it's related to relationships and stuff like that, because that's the primary kind of content of songs, isn't it, sometimes?
Well, I mean, even with this one, I got a tweet the other day being like, your new single, the lyrics are so arrogant and big-headed and blah, blah, blah. And I was kind of like, you've missed the whole point of the tune. The tune's like the opposite of that, but yeah, it's fine.
But we've all been in that place as well, haven't we, where we've felt that... And it's not an arrogance thing, it's kind of
It's
like,
an anger thing. It's just a, you know what, like, I'm going to do my thing. Like, I don't need you at all. It's that kind of vibe.
For people who've not seen the video, tell us about the concept, who you worked with to get to that point, and why you decided to do it in the way that you've done it.
Well, it was with a director called Emil Nava, who is fantastic. He's done all of Jesse J's videos so far, but he was basically like asking me what I wanted to do. And like any artist making a music video, I was kind of like, oh yeah, let's do something that no one's done before. And we came up with a concept that no one had done before, which was cool, which was basically shoot a really slick hip hop video. But instead of having a rapper, we get someone to use BSL sign language and just sign the whole song and have break dancers and stuff. It was a really, really weird set to be on, because like 60-70% of it was people signing at each other. We kind of had a lot of deaf people on set just to make sure that it was, you know, 100%. I knew it would turn out good, but the kind of the reaction of it was really good.
Ed, can you introduce your brand new song? We'll play it now and then we'll chat some more, dude.
Wicked. I'm Ed Sheeran on In Demand, and this is my brand new song, You Need Me, I Don't Need You.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand. Ed Sheeran, still on In Demand tonight. Yeah. You are properly into your pop music, aren't you?
I guess, yes.
Yeah, I think kind of like, because actually, are you mates with Harry Styles from One Direction? Is this true?
Harry's a lad, yeah. I was with him last night, actually.
How's that friendship come about? Because I noticed on Twitter he'd recreated you in vegetables quite recently as well.
Yeah, I had to slap him for that. my friend Chris, who now plays guitar in my band, was guitarist in the house band X Factor, and he was just like, Harry's like a fan of your music. And I was like, oh cool, nice one, and then didn't really think about it. And then next thing I knew, I had this BBM thing pop up, and it said Harry, and I was like, oh, alright. And I kind of added him, and I was like, you're right. And I thought it was a bit weird that he kind of added me, but we just started speaking, and then like we've just been hanging out. It's kind of like, you, because being in kind of music, you're kind of quite kind of segregated from everyone, and you're kind of always busy doing promo. When you're on the same kind of promo run as someone, or in the same kind of situation, you kind of grow closer to them friendship wise. And he's just, yeah, it's cool. He's a very cool guy.
Has he asked you to write any material for One Direction yet? It's only a matter of time, surely. That's what he's after.
Well, actually, yes. I'm going to say, yeah, no, I have a tune that I think they're recording for their album that I wrote, yeah.
Can you tell us the name of it?
I can't yet, no.
Top secret.
But, yeah. But it's good, you know? Like, you know, hopefully they can have a song that, you know, is...
I really like them. I think they're really cheeky.
They're really cool guys.
Yeah.
I think, aside from them being in a boy band, like, if you take the boy band element out of it, they are just, like, teenage dudes. And, like I don't know, the thing that Harry said to Matt Cardle on X Factor, like, that kind of, like, just shows you that they are, like, normal people who say normal things. And, yeah, they have a sense of humour.
Will you come in on In Demand Live one night with me and Lucy? Will you do that?
Mate, 100%. 100%.
Amazing.
Get me on it.
Brilliant. You're a gentleman. Ed Sheeran, thank you very much, dude.
Thank you very much, Alex. Nice one.
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Rech 32 is here.
Yeah. Hello.
How you doing? You good?
Yeah, we're good. How are you, mate?
I'm not bad. I'm feeling okay.
You must be feeling better than okay. Heading towards the number one spot, potentially. Ooh. Fingers and toes crossed this weekend.
Fingers, toes, elbows and tongues, if that's even possible.
A blazing start. Number one on iTunes the second it came out, pretty much.
It is. My whole thing is I just hope that it holds, because it's different if you start from behind and then you start climbing. But when you start there, to go back, it's going to kill me, man. I'll be crying.
Well, because with Unorthodox, that sort of happened, didn't it?
Yeah,
you got
it did.
You an example, number one all week, and then literally it just, the last day, I was like, no, and then number two.
It took us out, man. So it's like, I don't know if my heart can take that again.
And actually, what you've done is demonstrate three different sides of your character before we even get an album. Tractor was quite a hard song.
Unorthodox is a bit more commercial sounding, and you got example in on that as well. And then obviously this one is the softer side.
Yeah, so it's good. We wake up. You know, we have different sides. Sometimes you wake up on the left side, sometimes you wake up on the right side. So it's good to show everyone, you know, the whole and real you. You're laughing.
So working with Example already and obviously Josh on Don't Go, but on the album you've got loads more people on there as well. Tell us some of the names that you've worked with.
Yeah, we got some cool names on there, man. We got Ed Sheeran, of course. We got Delilah. She features on Chasing Status's record called Time. And we've also got Chipmunk, good mate of mine. And
okay, and of all the people that you've worked with on the album, which song was the easiest to record with them?
Probably the one with Alex and Lucy.
Are we about to do that now?
Yeah.
Well,
let's get in the studio, Rich. Let's work it out.
Now you've just given that away. I'm going to say another one. It's difficult because there was so much collaborations. It's probably Ed Sheeran. That was pretty cool.
He's so laid back, isn't he, as well?
Yeah. We worked with each other years ago and stuff, you know. And on this one, it was really natural, you know. It was a good vibe. It's a good track. Real emotional track as well.
Let's play your song. Yeah. Can you introduce it for us, dude?
This is my latest single. Don't ask me what that accent was, just for now. It's called Don't Go. It features Josh Comra, and it's out to buy now.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Rech 32.
Hey.
Still here.
Hey, I'm still here.
All right, let's find out how you have changed in the last 12 months, Rech 32.
Oh, gosh.
We're about to quiz you on how showbiz are you,
Rech 32. It rhymes.
It is the first time
it's
rhymed.
What we've done there.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
We won't put that in our song. We won't.
No?
It could be.
No.
That could be the hook.
Could be, but, you know, it's a bit vain. It's a bit vain.
Our showbiz are you, Rech 32.
Well, we'll find out. We're going to award you showbiz points. I'm going to judge you according to your answers. Here we go.
Yeah, okay.
He's a tough judge, this one. He's like Simon Cowell.
Simon. Okay.
Here we go. Rech 32. When did you last get told off by your mum?
You know what? Recently, I'll tell you why. Because when I'm doing interviews on the TV, I don't sit up. She told me, stop slouching in the chair, sit up. So that was quite recent.
Oh, I love your mum. She sounds ace.
Give you five showbiz points for that one.
Okay.
I hope five's the highest. Sorry, go on.
Ten's the highest.
Yeah, so you're halfway there with that one. How big is your TV?
It's quite big.
Is it like a 42-incher or something, or is it
but
bigger?
It's not enormous.
Okay, and do you have any more than one? Do you have like loads of flat-screen plasmas where you live?
No.
Okay, that's a two for that one.
Okay. What car do you drive, Rech 32?
I have a Mercedes C-Class.
It's a 10.
That's a 10. Nando's or Nobu?
I don't know what Nobu is, so I have to say Nando's.
Yay!
But it's not that showbiz, so you get a 2.
That's good, though, right?
Okay, yeah, okay. That's street.
Okay, how often do you Google yourself? Don't lie.
I used to, but I don't anymore. Oh. I don't.
And finally, have you ever said, "Don't you know who I am"?
No.
Promise?
Never. I don't believe in that.
Good man. Good. That's what
it's don't
like
you
to.
Know who I aren't.
I'm adding up. 23 there. That's so you're pretty normal still.
Out of a possible 60 points.
Yes.
That's good. That's cool. No, that's good. That's what we're after. Because did you say 23?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. 3-2, my lucky numbers. You don't understand.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Amazing.
I swear to you, all the time.
That's just weird, isn't it?
That's a bit like that movie with Jim Carrey.
Was number 23.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, lucky numbers.
You freaked us out this evening.
Lucky
Pretty
numbers.
Scary.
Don't worry, it's all good.
Pleasure chatting to you. Hopefully you might come and see us sometime soon.
I hope so too, man.
But not allowed to talk about
that. We've got to do the track anyway. So.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've just worked something else out. 3 - 2 = 1. Which is the number you're going to be on Sunday.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yay!
Don't Go is out. It's available to download right now. We advise everybody to go and do it and show some support. Rich 3-2, thank
you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/AlexandLucy.
JLS, She Makes Me Wanna. This is In Demand Tuesday with Alex and Lucy, and One Direction are here.
Come on, hiya.
Finally, we have you, In Demand Towers. How are you?
Good. Very well, thanks.
Welcome.
How are you?
Welcome.
We're good, thanks.
Good.
Yeah. It's good
to see
you.
Thank you for asking.
God Almighty, take them away with you, will you?
The stress.
You've made me get cold sores from the stress of all that.
Have you been kissing our fans?
Are they following you everywhere now? You're used to this?
Especially this week, yeah, because we've been doing our radio tour and we've been around different cities and towns, mainly across the north so far. So they've been out in their hundreds and... Well, it looks like it's getting close to 1,000.
Have they all pre-ordered the song?
Sorry?
Have they all pre-ordered the song?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
10 copies each, at least.
Guaranteed number one there, then.
I think so.
In the bag?
Have you, obviously, you're quite kind of new to this touring the country with these screaming fans outside everywhere you go. Are you slowly getting used to it? Or is it just really not sinking in at all and you're still surprised?
I never get used to. It's so exciting at the same time, and we love it. They give us such a great reaction every time, and we just thank them so much because they got us here. Without them, we wouldn't be here. So,
I think when we're finished this radio tour, like we won't be able to, like we can't wait to get back on the next tour because we'll miss it. You know, because you always see the same familiar faces when you're in different cities and towns, and it's good to see them then when you come back.
It's like the extended family.
Yeah. I think you need a health and safety risk whenever you go out on the road.
Oh
surely.
My God. Honestly.
When's the last time you went to the shop for a pint of milk or something?
Yeah, and didn't get more.
Just the other day, actually.
Yeah, me and Lou went the other day.
Do you have to, like, wear hats and stuff? Because with your hair especially, Harry, you've got very distinctive curly hair. Do you literally get noticed everywhere you go? You're like, oh, it's not me.
It's not that bad.
No.
It's all right. He wears his Zayn Malik mask, then he gets left alone.
Zayn.
Self-deprecating Zayn.
I'm joking.
Fishing for compliments, I think.
Is that what he's doing?
Have you had any scary moments, though, literally, where you have been on your own, quietly minding your own business, maybe trying to get a few bits and bobs of magazine at the newsagents, and literally all of a sudden you turn around and you can't leave?
Oh, I did in Manchester once.
Yeah,
did you?
I saw
what
a
happened?
Picture of you in the newspaper with loads of girls behind you.
I literally just came in to get, I think I was like Christmas shopping with my friend Hayden, and I was literally just in Manchester, and there was like a couple of people who started to like see me, and then there was just loads of people like.
They multiplied.
Yeah, exactly. And then I had to get a train home.
How did you get out of that one? Did you just run?
A train home.
Out of the shop.
Public transport, that's good.
Well, it was all right until I went into one particular shop, which I didn't really think through properly.
Yeah.
And then there was loads of people in there. And then
run for your lives.
And it was bad.
Question here from Shannon. Who's got the worst habits in One Direction?
I can't say.
Niall. Niall.
Everyone's good?
I don't know, I reckon...
Yeah, I don't think any of us have really, bad habits.
Trump a lot, man.
Yeah?
Like, I ask random questions.
Which one trumps a lot?
Niall trumps a lot.
Do you?
I didn't do it.
Wow. That was fresh.
My boys just came over.
Chew on that one.
I'm not talking to any of you anymore.
Lauren, 1D would like to...
Man.
What's your most embarrassing moment since leaving the X Factor and being in the public eye?
Most embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
You had Louis. What? When we were in LA, Louis pulled down Niall's trousers.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot that.
I couldn't believe it. I thought, because usually we do it like, well, he just does a joke of faking it. But Louis went full ball.
Woohoo!
Wow. Full ball.
Can we just say there was no willy that was exposed? It was boxers.
I want this full ball.
Just boxers.
A full ball. I think that's kind
of... It was just a
Birmingham saying. I think that was me. Sorry. Doesn't mean what
yeah,
you
that
think
was
it's not what it looks like.
Really, so now, were you quite embarrassed by that?
I actually didn't mind.
No, you're like, it's okay. I run around just my boxes on all.
It was breezy.
Well, we didn't just stand there talking to them, talking to our fans, and then it just went from behind me. Just went.
It's how God made you, son.
Yes.
It's breezy.
Twitter.com/AlexandLucy. Guys, can you introduce your debut single for us? We're going to play it now.
Come on, Harold.
This is One Direction with What Makes You Beautiful.
In Demand's record of the week this week. From One Direction. What makes you beautiful? That's what makes you beautiful. One Direction are here at In the Man's
House.
Yeah. We're going to say hello to Eleanor. Hello, Eleanor.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Eleanor.
Hi.
You are connected to One Direction. What's your question?
Who was the best celebrity you met on the X Factor?
Best celebrity you met
on the X Factor. I'll start and I'll say Robbie Williams.
For me, it was Jermaine Jackson.
Legend.
Michael Bublé.
Okay, everyone's got one different. Ooh. This is good.
Oh, I'm just going to say the same one. I'll say...
Robbie.
You're going to say Robbie.
I was going to say Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé. Right, you can have the same.
He was the only one who kind of stood outside your dressing room and kind of like...
It's okay if you want to copy Niall.
He's lovely.
Sorry, Niall.
Sorry, man.
Harry.
Mine was Russell Brand.
Oh, yeah.
He gets me Russell Brand.
Man. Yeah, he was really cool.
And he's so tall as well.
Are you a future Hellraiser?
Yes.
Don't know.
Did he give you
what are you talking about?
Any tips for the ladies or any good jokes or anything like that?
Well, he just said he called kind of turned
what
out
did you call us?
He just said come back to me when you have a girl like Katy Perry.
He did come out with one rude joke actually.
Yeah. He named
there
the band
is no
something
other girl
else.
Like Katy Perry.
No. Yeah.
Did he?
Rhymes with Direction.
Oh, I think I remember that one.
Five.
Was,
One Direction five.
Yeah. You, five. Use your imagination.
I can't remember what it was. Five
complexions. Yeah.
Five sandwiches.
Zane, if you could lean quite close to Niall for a sec. This question's for you. Ashley, are you there?
Hello.
Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Zane can hear you. What's your question?
What do you look for in a girl?
Sorry?
Well, we've been asked this quite a lot like lately since we released a song like What Makes a Girl Beautiful. And I think I find intelligence quite attractive in a girl. If she's quite clever, quite witty.
If she can do crosswords, that kind of thing.
No, not that kind of intelligence. If she, yeah, I think it's just a whole, I think it goes back to the banterous vibes thing.
Ashley, how intelligent are you?
I have 9 GCSEs.
Nine GCSEs.
Yay!
You're in.
You're in.
Well done.
Well done.
It sticks to pay in school because one day you might date a pop star.
You never know.
Yes.
You never know. Any questions for One Direction? You can call us tonight. 0845 0500 103. Rihanna is next. In Demand with Alex and Lucy and Rihanna. That is Come On. Harry Styles is shocked that we have to remove dirty words from Rihanna's songs.
It's quite shocking, isn't it? Not our decision, Harry. Not ours. We normally just sing away and put the words back in anyway.
You told me you played the dirty version on purpose.
Shh. That's true. I'm not going to lie. We did quite a few times.
We'll be honest with you, Harry. Our boss said after 8 o'clock you might get away with it. So that's what we tried to do.
Yeah.
And there was a complaint.
There's nothing wrong with the words whip, chains or sex.
You said it.
With One Direction in the room.
It's all right, they were questioning why the words were
It's like swearing in front of the Queen. We've got a question on Twitter from twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
This is a really good one. Do you have a Nando's black card yet?
Oh,
give us one.
Question.
No, but we want one.
That is
there one in the post as we speak?
Nando's, sort it out.
Hey, Ollie Mers has got one. He was showing it around last week like nobody's business.
Do you think you have to wait till you've actually sort of had your single out and stuff?
Maybe we'll see. We'll see what happens.
You need
to do a song called Nando's Black Card.
Yeah.
No, I guarantee it. Yeah.
Or chicken roulette or something.
Come on, Nando's. I like your chicken.
Niall, you got a guitar there, dude.
Yes, I do. Man.
Are you ready to play it?
We're going to play maybe like a chorus for
you
after single.
An acoustic version of What Makes You Beautiful. You ready? It's all yours. Go for it.
You flip your hair.
Brilliant.
Every day we get sung to by a band, is it?
I think Wonderland were the last ones who actually came in
and did it in front of us like that.
Yeah, you see? That's where it stems from.
You were better, though.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. That is a fact. What's up? It's Travis McCoy. Travis McCoy and Bruno Mars, Billionaire. Freaking bad. In Demand Tuesday with Alex and Lucy. Katy Perry on the way for you very soon. One Direction are with us tonight.
Hello.
Hooray.
Hello. Sorry, actually proving you can sing
and everything. Thank you.
Twitter has gone bonkers. This is kind of
bonkers.
Like, literally, if one of you guys mentions something daft on Twitter, it then trends, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We found that today, actually. We've trended a few crazy things.
Like
so
what?
I'm tweeting for you.
Ben Winston.
Which is this
guy there. It's trending in the world.
He was worldwide.
Didn't it say we love Ben Winston at one point?
Yes.
That must have been quite an ego boost for you, Ben.
Yeah.
He's now taking over the world.
You know what? It was an exciting moment.
You've screen grabbed that and saved it forever, I hope.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Good. Background.
What are you filming for, by the way, Ben? You're following the guys, obviously, with a camera.
We just make a little film about the progression of One Direction.
Is this going to be like One Direction in 3D or something?
This guy's behind the JLS movie, Alex.
Wow, this is
really I did my research.
I'm not going to lie, I don't mind.
We love
you can't keep anything away from Lucy. She is the fount of all knowledge. Robin's on the line. Hiya, Robin.
Hello.
What's your question for One Direction?
Is it weird knowing that thousands of girls have posters of you up on their wall?
Yeah. Is that weird?
Yeah.
It's weird when you see it in like the background of a Twitter picture and then it like, sort of comes to life a little bit.
Okay.
It's amazing.
We love it, though.
Yeah,
we love
really
it.
Exciting.
Did you ever think when you were growing, like when you were little kids, that you'd ever get to that point where people would actually be looking at you on their walls and kissing your poster goodnight every night?
I mean, you've got sisters as well, though.
Yeah, like, I've got sisters.
My sisters have got posters. Well, used to have posters of like their famous like, favourite celebrities.
Yeah.
So. I suppose it's a bit weird now. You never really thought of it. Like.
Who were on your bedroom walls?
I had I'll confess, I had S Club Juniors on mine.
I went through like a gangster phase, so I had like
Scarface,
50 Cent.
Okay.
Oh.
I had Scarface.
Did you?
God, yeah, that makes classic, me sound so manly.
Harry, what did you have?
I don't know.
I think I probably had Pokemon
on
my wall.
I think I had, like, Kermit the Frog.
So none of you actually had, like, really hot, fit women
on
your walls?
I mean,
you just had, like,
not
Scarface.
When we were young, man.
Kelly Brook.
Heidi Klum. Kelly Brook.
Kelly Brook.
Oh, Kelly Brook.
Classic.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have nicknames for each other that are broadcast?
We can make some up for you.
Lou or Tomo.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really have
one. Doesn't have one.
No.
Like Nyla or something like that.
Nyla or Nylanator.
Nylanator, yeah.
Nyla is good.
Liam's.
Liam or Payne.
Or Ginominos.
Ginominos.
Liam's Ginominos. Harry's Curly Sue.
Curly Sue.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. Original guys, thanks.
You are Curly Sue, though, come on.
We call you Pussycat here on Indemand.
Do it all.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy and One Direction.
Oh,
hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey. Woohoo.
Oh, yeah.
Hiya. Yeah.
Alex and Lucy have just been catching up on the fact they're both from Doncaster.
Donny boys, give me a high five.
Who do you support?
Alex. Football don't mix very well.
Right.
No,
well, did it?
No. Just I know more about football than he does.
Do you support Rovers?
I follow them.
My dad's got a season ticket.
I'm not a big football
fan. He buys one for my brother as well. I don't get that.
No, but that's probably because you're not a football fan, right?
No.
Do you get anything else in return?
I should get the equivalent.
Oh, because you're the least favoured son.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Harry tells me.
I'm on the radio. My brother's a teacher.
Fair enough. Well,
you're good balance.
I get to work with Lucy.
You both influence the younger generation.
Look him up.
Anyway, we're here to interview
One
Direction.
That's your job now.
Yes, come on.
You've got to influence the next generation. Does that feel like there's pressure on you for that?
So much pressure.
Yeah.
But also,
do you have to behave yourselves all the time?
No.
Not at all. I think we just come as we are, really.
Yeah.
Everything goes.
A little bit.
Come as you are.
We're real people.
Yeah?
Don't
worry. Harry Styles, as a young man, how are you going to change the next generation? How are you going to influence them from stop rioting and taking our stuff from shops?
Yeah.
Shampoo.
Harry, what did you get in your
GCSEs
this year?
What did I get?
Yeah, what did you get?
I think it was
passed them all with flying colours.
I think no, I didn't. I only just passed some, and I got
pick up the tone, Morbid
three,
man.
Three A's,
come on, mate.
Four B's, and the rest C's.
That's all right.
That's really good.
That's good.
Thank you, guys.
So everyone needs to now pass their GCSEs. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Do them.
This is a very important question from Twitter. This is from Zoe Jackson. Would you rather have a ferret or a goose down your pants?
Good question.
Great question.
You've always said down my pants, so I was going to say ferret, but now I'm not sure.
A goose.
First of all, a goose probably wouldn't fit down. Unless you were like...
I'm scared.
Well, also, a geese has a beak.
Yeah, but it doesn't have teeth.
A ferret.
It does inside that beak.
Yeah, but ferrets have like claws, and that could get messy.
Ferret all the way.
#ticklish.
#ferret.
#goose.
#goose.
#team ferret.
I think we need to get that trending.
#team goose.
What was the combination of the two?
#FERRET.
#ferret.
A goose.
Some geese out there. We could test this now.
#team ferret.
Team ferret.
For the win.
#Alex is a ferret.
I'd like to. I'd like to be a trending topic. We've got our first trending topic tonight on Twitter. Thanks to you guys. #1DID.
So #OneDirectionIndemand, so thanks.
Yeah.
I think ferret would be a great trending topic. #ferret.
Yeah. Okay. #ferret. Yeah. I think it should be #TeamFerret.
I'm going to play another song very soon. You stay with us for 10 more minutes, is that okay?
Absolutely. Yeah.
In Demand with Alex and Lucy and Pink and Perfect. Beyonce on the way for you next. One Direction is still with us tonight.
Buddy!
Need to ask you about, you got a book coming out.
Yes.
What kind of book is it?
Did you write any of it?
Yeah, all of it.
Because Katie Price doesn't really write any of hers, does she? She gets someone else to do it.
Never asked her.
She doesn't do it. She's admitted it, it's fine. So do you have to write all your own little biogs for it and that kind of thing?
Yeah, that kind of thing, yeah.
Okay.
Or little chapters and stuff on each individual.
It's nice. A great chance for us to get across our personality, you know, like who we really are.
Oh.
Okay, so is it going to be like a picture book as well?
A picture book.
Yeah, it's got loads of photos.
There'll be a few diagrams in there, I'm sure.
Get a crossword in there.
Yeah. Are you getting used to
posing? So Zane can test the girls.
Yeah, that's it.
Test their intelligence.
We don't.
You know, when you're posing for photos, do you not like? Do you have to do the sort of Zoolander face?
No.
Give us a demonstration, man.
I bet you do. Ah, Zane, you're pulling a good face there.
Smouldering, that one. Blue steel.
We were just chatting while a song was playing about freebies.
That's how you do it. Just frown.
Do you get a lot of good freebies?
Yeah!
Best freebie you've got since you got famous?
I love the clothes.
Do you?
Yeah, I like clothes and we get, like, that's probably the most stuff that we get free is clothes, so it's pretty cool.
We get little bits here and there.
Shoes, yeah.
Yeah, we always get shoes.
Nike.
We got some Nintendo stuff.
Louis, I think you need to make Alex jealous.
Oh, yeah.
On the subject of shoes and free ones.
Oh, what have you got? I do occasionally get some Toms.
How do you do that?
Well, in fairness, I did wear them every week on a show that gets like 19 million viewers. That's quite good.
And you bought those ones, so that's fair.
I did.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because if you buy one,
you get one free.
They give a pair to the third world.
They do, essentially.
By taking free ones, you've removed shoes from the third world.
No, actually, when they give them free to me, they give them free to the third book as well.
Because I'm
100%. Okay.
Let's move on to a far more serious question.
Alex won't let us bring this pizza. This is from James.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, they've got pizza and Alex won't let
us. I have to be in demand dad sometimes because there's no one else to look after us.
Thanks, Alex, man.
Go on, get your moccasins out.
Cheers.
Thank you.
What three people, dead or alive, would you pick to have dinner with and why?
Oh, my God, this is a question.
Michael Jackson.
Amazing.
Elvis Presley.
Yep.
And...
Robin Allman.
Chris Brown.
Frank Sinatra. Dean Martin, Michael Bublé.
Nice.
Do you want to go, Luke? I'm...
It's still Liam's still thinking.
I'm pondering.
It's not sure.
Dead or alive? My bad.
Go on, Louis.
Is this all the same dinner?
Yeah, all three of them round.
You can't take them all out individually.
If you're trying to lose someone, you've changed.
So it could be like, you could get to know all of them. I'm going to go with Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
Cheryl Cole.
Good.
And you.
Oh,
wow.
Harry!
What are you doing to me, man? I would pick... Elvis Presley.
You're covering that finger up again, are you?
No, it's there. It's fine.
I've just seen the ring.
It's only dinner, it's fine.
Elvis Presley.
This is
Presley.
Why someone needs to be dad.
Freddie Mercury and...
Oh, it's good, Freddie Mercury.
Lucy anyway.
I was going to say, I was the only one who chose any females until.
Well, apparently Lucy's unavailable because she's going out for dinner with Louis. So
different day. It's fine.
First time, first
set. 7 days in a week.
Time to go. Frank Sinatra. Yeah. Elvis Presley. Russell Brand.
Good. Ooh, and Harry are the only ones who want to take lols. Women to dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. But they are all male icons you've chosen.
Yeah.
I think they're good ones as well.
No, we did the book. The tour will be announced soon, perhaps.
Yes, probably. Yes, end of the year.
What the website is?
www.onedirectionmusic.com.
But there is definitely going to be a tour.
There is going to be a tour.
Amazing.
Are you going to come?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we're not here, really? At working. Can we come and interview you backstage and stuff?
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
And we quite often do live sessions here. We get lots of people to come in and do those. Mm. Would you be up for doing that, coming back and doing live?
Definitely.
If you want
us.
The single's out on to download September 11th.
That's right.
Okay. Hopefully, number one. It's in the bag, right?
It should be.
Oh, we're hoping. We're hoping.
Lovely to meet you for the first time.
You too.
Congratulations on all your success and everyone loving you and stuff like that. Well deserved.
It's like Beatlemania out there.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Honestly, it must be the weirdest thing ever.
The thing that kind of sticks with us from X Factor last year was that the show changed a lot last year.
Mm. Yeah.
And with the success of people who've been on it, obviously we're waiting to hear what Matt Cardle's got, but Cher Lloyd has changed it. You guys have changed it, and you've made it a lot more interesting, and you kind of changed the rules on something that was becoming a bit dull. And we supported you last year, so thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming One Direction. Thank you very much.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.